And we're back, and we're joined by Mr. Bora Ozkoc, founder of Cultural Folk Tours International, and is a role model in this travel industry. I mean, Bora is a world-renowned teacher of Turkish culture, music, folk dance, and who personally leads many of his company tours. And here to tell us about Cultural Folk Tours is Mr. Bora Ozkoc himself. Welcome to Talking Travel.
Hi, this is Bora.
While those that are listening to this at home and in front of their computers, give us your website so they can go directly to that and they can follow along with us.
Okay, it's www.myfirstandlastnamebora, B-O-R-A, like the Bora Bora Island.
Right.
And then my last name, O-Z, as in zebra, K-O-K. Easy to remember, it's Oz, like the Wizard of Oz, K-O-K, not A, not B, but K-O-K.
And pronounced?
So, BoraOzkoc.com.
Right, okay, that's great. First of all, there was an interesting article that was written on you by Colleen, I believe. And
yes.
She went very, very deep into your background, which is really very interesting, because you first of all went to school to study architecture, mm-hmm. and after you came out, you got involved in the Turkish culture music, and folk
Turkish
dance.
Folk dance music, yep. All over the world and all 50 states here.
And so tell us a bit about that. I guess as a young man, as she said, you never dreamed you'd end up running your own company, especially running tours into Turkey.
Yeah.
And so you did, and so you've gone on for what, some 20 years, I guess.
Really, one thing led to another, and, you know, got to Berkeley on an athletic scholarship. I used to be an Olympic swimmer for Turkey.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
became an architect. That led me to discovering folk dance and music in Berkeley. Before I knew it, I was teaching California, West Coast, East Coast, the world, 22 countries. And, you know, you get invited to teach culture, music, folk dancing. I played many instruments. To make a long story short, from this involvement of cultural involvement to leading cultural tours of my native country of Turkey, which, as you probably know, is incredibly rich in history.
Absolutely.
And 10,000 years of culture as well.
And we might also mention for our listeners that if they go to our site, ttrn.com, and you click on, in fact, Colleen's article, you can see some fabulous photos of some of the hotels/caves that we're going to chat about down the road. But we encourage you to go to the site and follow us along with the pictures. So you got into this. You decided that the best way to introduce the people to the culture is to take them by the hand and take them there yourself and do these tours.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, history and this ruin, that ruin. But, of course, we do that better than anyone else. Historical sites in Turkey is so incredibly many. But aside from the past, there is a present. People, you know, that come to our tours discover today's Turkey as well, customs, traditions, music, folklore, people of today. And we stop for photo opportunities, visit villages. We have lots of shows, performances, folk dance, whirling dervishes. I can go on and on. So it's studying the past, but living the present as well.
And, of course, one of the highlights is the Cappadocia cave sites.
Well, I'm very proud of that. With the staff, I built it. Actually, what it is Cappadocia is an area like Bryce Canyon, only same kind of formations, only add to it 1,000 churches carved by early Christians in the area, 100 of them, 100 still with frescoes, plus underground cities, and the people wandering around, you know, in costumes. So tourists are hanging around, but people are going about their business.
Their day-to-day business, yeah.
And then I took these ancient caves, some of them churches, some of them wineries where they stomp on grapes, etc. And I converted into a not 5 but 6-star hotel with jacuzzi in every room. And I'm so proud of the fact that last year Abercrombie and Kent, world's largest travel agency, picked 100 most boutique hotels of the world and rated my place number 17.
I saw that, and I thought that was absolutely terrific. And the interesting thing about some of these underground caves is that they were carved into rock over 1,000 years ago, and as you say, by early Christians who used them as churches, homes, and even stables.
Yeah, and places to hide from enemies.
Right.
You know, there's no fortress that cannot be conquered, but right. These underground fortresses were never conquered.
Now, then an opportunity presented itself, and you purchased a piece of land, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, well, people used to live in these until 20, 30, 40 years ago, and then their lifestyle changed, and they moved on to a better place. So they left it all stay as it was. And I converted them into this 18 suites.
Right.
They're really all different from one another, and it's been written up in 5, 6, 7 already major newspapers. Even in Japan, Shimbun something, they had a 5-page article.
And you put,
and of course, we stay 3 nights in all of our tours in this facility.
Right. Now, you have fireplaces in there, jacuzzis. And then I understand that you're building an addition on it, another 12
yeah,
rooms.
Another 12 room should be ready by next October.
Good. Now,
it's really something to behold. People, I cannot say enough about it to describe it. When people live in it, then they say, my God, I'll never forget this place the rest of my life.
And you made an interesting statement. You say that you want your guests to understand not just Turkey's past, but all about the living Turkey, the customs, the traditions, and all the other aspects of your country.
Turks are really totally misunderstood. They are, first of all, a secular country, separation of
right.
church and state.
Right.
Turkey, tradition, customs is such that hospitality is very, very important. Yet Turks, together with the rest of the Muslim world, is stereotyped. You know, Turks are related to Japanese, the Hungarians, the Mongolians, the Finns are all blood brothers with the Turks.
Interesting.
Of course, the other Muslim countries are Arabs and Persians and Filipinos, etc. But Turks are Turks, and they live in what is known as, to the Romans, Asia Minor. And it's just a spectacularly beautiful country. It's so unbelievable, so misunderstood that people expect deserts, yet Turkey is 35-36% tree-covered. And like I said, there is by far more Greek and Roman monuments in Turkey than the countries of Greece and Italy, for example.
Right,
by far, no comparison.
You also point out that it's a very safe country.
Very, very safe. You know, I would dare say that Turkey is safer than places in Europe or any place here in our USA. A woman can walk alone, midnight, alone in the street and feel safe in Turkey. But unfortunately, these days, so many stereotype and so many people are talking about Muslim this, Muslim that.
Right.
Do you know that actually Muslim, Christian, Christianity, and Judaism, they're all the same one monotheistic, single God religions. And
right.
They're all affected by each other.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, we've just spent, I've just returned a few weeks ago. We spent 2 weeks in Jordan and went through the desert, the Dead Sea, the Red Sea. And it was an incredible experience, and we found the same thing. The people there were hospitable, and so there is a lot of misinterpretation. But of course, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there in the media, and there are some unfortunately some radicals in various countries that you know, we call
the Pope is there right now, and
right,
we're
exactly.
happy to welcome him. But, you know, unfortunately, before he became Pope, he suggested that Turks should not ever be part of European Union, which Turkey is, as you know, has been accepted. Then it'll take 10 years or so for them to finalize it. But that is the unfortunate comment that he said, oh, Turks are Muslims, so they shouldn't be part of the European Union.
Part of the EU.
Well, all is forgiven and forgotten in time, I'm sure.
Well, you know, the unfortunate thing is that here in the United States, we live in a country that's very secluded from other cultures, and I don't think the majority of people really understand it all. And, you know, if you've never spent any time other than a week or two and what you've read about,
I'm certainly trying in my personal tours or my company tours to erase that misunderstanding and involve with all aspects of the culture and traditions and history and the food. Man, Turkish food is considered one of the three major cuisines of the world.
Absolutely.
The other two being Italian, French, Chinese, and Turkish. People don't realize that Armenian, Greek, Lebanese, Syrian, all of those are listed under Turkish cuisine.
I know, and it's lunchtime, and you're getting me hungry here. Now, let's just go to your talk about your website, because you're changing it a bit, I understand. And also, just take us through what might be a typical tour. We have a couple of minutes left.
Okay. Well, first of all, our 800 number, which we answer live always,
right,
is 1-800-935-TURK, T-U-R-K, which stands for 8875. And then my website, as I said, is boraozkok.com. And finally, the email is tourinfo@myfirstandlastname.com. boraozkok.com. By the way, again, Bora is just like Bora Bora Island.
Right.
OZ is, remember, from The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And KOK, as I said earlier, not AOK, but KOK.
Right, and it's let me just repeat the 800 number again, if I may. It's 800-935-8875.
Yes.
So now let's just, we've got about a minute left. Walk us through a typical tour, if you will.
Well, there is no typical tour because we are always doing a lot of the spur of the moment things. My guides and myself are instructed to take advantage of any opportunity to meet people, visit villages. We stop for photo opportunities. God knows many, many of them. Also in my Central Asia, the Silk Road tour, we have spectacular pictures, but also great, great history. Turkey has more history than any other country in the world by far. No comparison. Nobody could come close. So we utilize those. We have great hotels, super food, and just wonderful opportunities to meet people and learn about the country present, not just the past.
Very well, very well said. And once again, the 800 number is, the toll-free number is 800-935-8875. Bora, I thank you so much for sharing this with you, with us, and we look forward to maybe having a chat again when you get your site up and updated, and we'll talk about it.
God willing, and then maybe we'll even talk about some of the 15 or so musical instruments that I play.
Exactly, and some more of the food.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.